What's up, everybody? You're listening to the Hustle and Flowchart podcast with your boys, Matt Wolf and Joe Fear.
Wiki.
Welcome back.
You hesitated on the record button there, Matt.
No, I didn't.
Oh.
Don't give them behind the scenes. Wait, no, this episode is about behind the scenes.
Yeah, I thought that's what we're doing. You hesitated on the mic, on the record button.
So no, you're listening to the Hustle and Flowchart podcast.
You are. Welcome.
Welcome.
Thank you for joining us. We're honored to have you.
Yeah, it's true. It is true. We are honored.
What is this episode, Matthew?
So this is another one of our therapy sessions. We actually don't have a guest again. And today, Joe and I are just having a little chat about some of the cool stuff we're doing in our business.
A little chat.
But before we jump in, I do want to remind you, we are taking notes on this for you as well.
That's right. I tend to forget that when it's our own conversation. We do have notes for those. And those are at hustleandflowchart.com/comp.
Yeah. Comp. hustleandflowchart.com/comp, and anything that we mention that's like a cool tip, trick, tactic, strategy, or anything like that, those will be in those notes. They're kind of like Cliff's notes for our podcast, and we're hooking you up for free if you get it quickly. So within like a week or so of this podcast coming out, we leave them live, and then after that, they go and get locked down into the archives, into the vault.
Mm-hmm. The vault, yes. So hustleandflowchart.com/comp, and yeah, they're like action guides. I kind of like the action guide term. We were just talking to Naveed Moasis, and I think he's going to be released probably prior to this one here. Mm-hmm. So if you haven't listened to that, go there.
But no, yeah, it's not. But yeah,
it won't be. Okay. Nope. Never mind then. It'll be in the future.
Yeah.
Future
piece. Naveed's episode is coming out closer to Naveed's list building school virtual summit, which is launching in August. And so his episode comes out at the very end of July.
Got it. You're timing that one.
Timing it up. Sometimes, you know, that's a little behind the scenes for you right there. Sometimes you got to time up episodes to when your guests want them to be released.
Hey, we're recording one that this month, and it's not going to go live until next year. That's with Kamal Ravikant.
Oh, that's how far out it's going.
Yeah.
But maybe I'll put some sneak peeks out on Hustle and Flow Shorts or something.
We'll have to get his approval first.
Maybe. We'll see.
It'll be a fun time. Either way, I like to seek
forgiveness over permission sometimes.
We have no shortage of amazing content and guests that come onto the show. So there's some cool ones coming up here soon, too.
Yeah, we're running out of the good ones. Almost over.
Oh, right. Wow. Don't put that out there. Jesus. Well, today, all right. So with these little therapy sessions, we purposely don't prepare too much. But this one, we said, hey, well, at least let's like have a couple bullet points.
Yeah, we got two topics.
Two topics. Yes. So who knows where they're gonna be split? But one being talking kind of about those comps that the companion, those action guides we were talking about. How we actually turn those into a product called the EGP letter. Mm-hmm. That's our physical newsletter we send out to a bunch of people in the mail every month. Mm-hmm. And then the other side of the conversation is going to talk about influencer marketing and kind of our approach to getting the names you see on this show.
Yeah.
And also just ways that we can, you know, create a conversation to do advisory deals and rev share deals and just working with cool people on cool projects.
Yeah.
It all stems from, you're listening to it, the Hustle and Flow to our podcast. Yeah. And then this is like our behind the scenes. We'll show you how we're actually getting some of these names and doing our follow-ups and stuff.
Yeah. And I mean, it kind of ties back to the, you know, we were just having a discussion with Naveed for his virtual summit. And at the end of the call, after we stopped recording, he said, man, you guys are doing some good stuff with influencer outreach and you're getting some big names. I'm doing some big stuff with influencer outreach for my summits. Let's circle back around and do another little like bonus session about influencer outreach. And we said, yeah. We
that
should,
fun.
But that'd be also a good topic for our podcast.
Thanks, Naveed. Let's start with it then. I'm excited about it.
Well, and it all kind of ties together. So if we kind of talk about influencer outreach and how we're getting bigger and bigger name guests on our podcast, and then we kind of shift into talking about the newsletter quite literally leverages all of these bigger name guests that we're getting on the podcast.
That was done on purpose. No way. No. That we've finally gotten smart. Okay, so
Matt's finally gotten smart. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I was waiting for something to happen there. No, like everything we're doing, it feels like there's such interesting opportunities happening, and it really stems from this network that we're building through this outreach we're about to talk about. But I'm looking at our board, and our foundation really is the podcast. Mm-hmm. The way we monetize mainly is through affiliate offers, and it's starting to become that the newsletter is now one of those things that's generating more revenue, and it's another platform. platform we're building, but really our foundation are like those three things.
Yeah.
But those three things turn into all different types of spin-off opportunities where they could be advisory things, rev share, speaking, bigger projects, you know, live summits like the thing or the virtual summit we were talking about, mm-hmm. you know, affiliate offers. Just there's all this stuff works together, which is really cool.
Yeah. But I mean, like, you know, like a therapy session element here. One of the things that I always sort of get in my own head about mm-hmm. is how often we kind of, you know, tweak our business model a little bit, right? Like, yeah. you know, if you've looked back through my history, when I first started, I ran a personal finance blog, and then we ran a health blog. And then we had a site called MBT Media for a little while, which was our first entry into like teaching marketing strategies, which I think Joe's forgot about because he just kind of laughed like a,
I just forgot the acronym. Yeah, MBT, it was awesome, man.
Yeah, and you look at this sort of like evolution, and I had a site about blogging, uh-huh. and then I was working with Josh on, Josh Bartlett on Beyond the Hype, which was like a daily deal site that we ran for a little bit. And then, you know, Joe has his own set of history with like the agency and working with Amish and his video creation stuff. And he sold all some courses at one point. And, you know, there's all these things that we've done in our business. And I always kind of beat myself up about like, why haven't I stuck with one thing long enough? But when I really look at everything, I look at it more as like a, not jumping around, but more of this like sort of gradual evolution. It's kind of mm-hmm. been this everything that I've done sort of educated me for the next steps of the things that I've done. Mm-hmm. And then that educated me for the next steps. And that sort of all led to where we are today, which is podcast, affiliate marketing, and newsletter. It was this evolution of figuring out what I enjoy the most, what you enjoy the most, what we're the best at, what we could sustain, and also what we are uniquely qualified over anybody else to do. And it is mm-hmm. that kind of combo of things.
Well, I'll make you feel good, Matt, because our main man, Roland Frazier, shout out to him and his podcast, mm-hmm. Business Lunch with Roland. Go check it out. It's brilliant. I'm serious. I'm hooked to that freaking podcast right now. He is a massive believer in being in the flow. Mm-hmm. And he says that on his podcast. He said it in some interviews where, yeah, it's business deals, it's opportunities, it's just life. Is he's a believer in the flow. And I feel like we have always put ourselves in the flow somehow. Mm-hmm. I mean, look at our traffic course from a couple years ago when we first did the talk on how we do traffic mm-hmm. with all of our retargeting email podcasts, part of it now, and all this stuff. And we were essentially backed up in a corner, which is true, by about 20 people surrounded after we did this talk at Aaron Fletcher's house and his intensive. And we were just like, crap. Okay. And they're all basically wanting us to make a course about this because mm-hmm. they asked us while we were talking, okay, can we hire you for this? No. Do you have a course on this? No. Yeah. We're like, no, we're doing it for ourselves and we're selling affiliate stuff. But that was being in the flow. We had like a talk and we're like, okay, well, I guess it is really in demand. No one else is really teaching it like this and people want it. Like yeah. It's really going to help people, that is. And that's why we actually kind of sacked up and made that course, even though unwillingly we didn't want to put more info out there as a course package like that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we, you know, like you said, at Aaron's thing, we had a bunch of people come up after giving that presentation. And so what we did there, and we're totally off topic of what we said we're going to talk about, but we'll circle back around in a second.
We'll loop it back.
But, you know, what ended up happening was we spoke at that event, we came back and we sort of debated back and forth. Should we make this course? Should we make this course? Should we? And
we were on the top of Aaron's roof, actually.
Yeah.
It was Aaron was having, this was after, and this is a true story. This is like,
they thought we left too. They didn't even know we were still there.
He had this amazing house right on the cliffs in you know, North County, San Diego. And yeah, he was out there bonfire, I think, with like his wife and a few other friends and stuff. Yeah, they thought we bolted, but we just went to the roof of his house for like 30 minutes and we were legitimately like, shit, do we actually make this course? Like, I know we're obviously, we could bust this thing out in a week if we really needed to.
Yeah.
But do we want to? So it was like this pro cons things. And we were up there for probably a good half an hour or so, hour maybe.
Yeah. We walked back downstairs. We're all sitting by the bonfire. They're like, oh shit, we thought you left like an hour ago. But no, we came back to our houses and like the next day, I think what we decided to do was mail the people that were at that event and say, we're thinking about putting a traffic course together. Do you want it if we do? And I think we sort of pre-sold it a little bit and made sure that people were going to say yes if we did put it together. And that sort of led us to put it together. And again, we're sort of coming back around to a place where we're phasing out a lot of our selling of courses.
And we're a believer in the flow again. Like, okay, so the flow now is telling us that freaking podcast is blowing up. And the fact that we do podcasting in a different way is unique. That's why we're getting a lot of opportunities from other podcasters or people who want to be a podcaster or have a you know, a piece in that market. Maybe they're a big name or they have a big audience in some other area, maybe, you know, YouTube, let's call it, and they want to go on podcasting. They're approaching us and be like, how do I do podcasting? Well, we're not going to make a course. At least we haven't been sold to do that yet. No one's cornered us into, you know, and please don't. but that's why we're doing the advising and rev share stuff and interesting deals, because it's fun for us and it's fun to work with people who we like to work with. Yeah. And we know that the value we're bringing is unique, and it can be very big for that podcaster and the audience.
And I've got to be honest too, like when it comes to a course around podcasting, the way we do podcasting is sort of so unique from what anybody else is doing out there, right? We're not making all of our money off sponsors. We make most of our money off affiliate marketing and this newsletter that we're going to talk about in a minute. And nobody else is doing it the way we're doing it. And I feel like if we were to go out there and put a course out there and sort of spread the word about how we're so successful with podcasting, it will become saturated. There will be more people following our techniques, and that just makes the stuff that we're doing a little bit, you know, less valuable. It makes it a little bit less profitable for everybody involved.
I don't think it's fulfilling either, or as much fulfilling for us, at least, to do that.
I
mean,
I get fulfilled by sharing stuff for free.
Right.
And then, like, working closely with companies where we can see the impact. So that's where the advising stuff comes in.
Exactly.
Where, like, if we can get on the phone with them, like, once a month and steer the direction and actually see the results and, hey, we tried this and these are the results we're getting and, you know, sort of really kind of take things in the direction we want to take them in. That's what pumps me up, is actually seeing the results from people. Where when we sell courses on things like traffic and podcasting, you know, we know a good like 90% of the people that go through the courses go through them. They're just education junkies. They don't take action. And, you know, that's fine. We're happy to have you as a customer if that's what you want to do, but it eats at us a little bit.
Yeah. We're not sleeping as well as at night when we know that the effort, really, it's the effort we're putting out there and the money that's exchanged for that effort. Like, if there's no value added to that person because there's inaction, it kind of sucks.
Yeah.
Like, when you're, I mean,
we want to create good testimonials. We want to create like success stories.
Yeah, of course. And we want to see transformation. And that's where it's cool with this podcast. We actually probably get more feedback than a freaking course, which is crazy. And it's all free and out there. And yeah, it's every single day, you know, there's like floods of emails coming in, let's call it like 5 to 10 is a pretty good average per day. And it's people saying, oh, I love this specific episode, or, oh my God, you did this episode, you got to know this person. And now here's where I'll tie it into influencer outreach and all that stuff, is that now at the bottom of our emails, we have this thing called the Dream 100. Again, thank you, Roland, for the idea. Is like every single email that either of us send out now, that thing's a Google Sheet attachment to the bottom. So now when these people are emailing back, you know, we'll be like, hey, thanks a lot, you know, and whatever correspondence. And then they see that and they're like, oh, I saw your Dream 100. Oh, there's a bunch of names, but like there was actually this one person, this one gal that I know, I'm going to introduce you guys.
Yeah.
And then it's like, wait, what? Like, it's just like almost automatic networking.
Yeah. So, I mean, when it comes to the outreach thing, we have a bunch of sort of, I think we tried to make the networking aspect as automated as possible. And the Dream 100 is really like one of those ways. It's really powerful. But another way that we've been getting people is pretty much every single time somebody that comes on the show, as soon as that episode goes live, we're sending them an email and saying, hey, your episode is live. Oh, by the way, do you know anybody who'd be a great fit for this show? So that's kind of like the most basic way that we're getting the networking to happen, is just that outreach and just saying, hey, you know what the show's about now. You've been on it. Who else is a good fit?
Yeah, and then we'll link that Dream 100 in there,
the Dream 100
kind of even jog their minds. Like, all right, well, here's a little, you know, here's some examples.
Yeah.
Who could be really awesome.
And then we'll post that Dream 100 all over too. You know, we'll post the Dream 100 on Facebook, and we'll share it wherever we can. I think in this month's EGP letter, I even mentioned the Dream 100. So anybody who gets the EGP letter could see who our Dream 100 is.
That's awesome.
You know, so we try try to spread that as much as possible. And it's crazy. Like, we'll send an email. This didn't actually happen, but for example, we would send an email to like our accountant and just be like, hey, can you update us on our profit and loss for last month or whatever? Yeah. And the Dream 100 is automatically appended to every email we send. It's that just was, like a link down in the bottom.
And that was not, I did not think it would do that. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, it shows up as like an attachment.
Yeah, because it's a Google thing. Yeah.
And maybe it stands out on those emails.
100% it stands out. And that was not the intent. I just linked it in my signature at first. And then I saw this happening. I was like, Matt, you got to do this.
Yeah.
Because it's actually working inadvertently.
Yeah.
People just are curious and they open it up. And
it's crazy because like we'll get people introing us to the Dream 100 that we would never think would be connected to the people in our Dream 100, right?
Like, never knew.
Like, that's what I was mentioning, like, with the accountant is somehow, like, the accountant might know, you know, somebody who works over at ClickFunnels that was on our Dream 100, you know, just for an example. Mm-hmm. And we're like, well, I would have never thought this connection would have existed, but connections exist where you do not see them. In fact, we had Perry Marshall on the podcast. Mm-hmm. Do you remember how we got connected with Perry Marshall?
I do.
Our ops manager was, I don't
she
remember.
She was in Chicago working at like a co-working thing with a friend.
Yeah.
And her friend knew a friend of Perry's.
Yeah.
Who's a well-respected person. And that friend of Perry's basically listened to our stuff, listened to some episodes and was like, holy crap, this is really cool. Perry should be on the show. And then they circled around to us and then we scheduled that. And then we did some training for Perry for his group. And
you know, he's our best friend.
Might be a little stretch, but he's a buddy. Yes.
Yeah. We could get a hold of him if we needed to now.
But going back to a point you said is that there's gold in, I mean, there's so many connections that you're never going to know who's connected to anyone. But guess what is the stopping point for a lot of people is that they don't ask. They don't put it out there. Like there was a long time where I don't think we were asking for help of the people who we knew were pretty connected. And for some reason, we just had this feeling like, whoa, we're not going to go out there and ask. Like that's bugging them. Yeah. But you never know. And if you don't actually put your foot out there and just ask, and it's to build value. You're always shooting for a win-win and building up the best, you know, yes that you can, the most optimized yes. That's always like what we're thinking of is what's the value we bring? We bring a lot with the podcast.
And you know, I don't want to sugarcoat things and say that it's like really, really easy to get connected with a lot of people and to like network with anybody you ever want to network. This, what we do now and the reason we're networked with so many people is we've been grinding away at this for 12 years now, right? Since 2007. So 12 years as of this recording, we've been grinding away, building our network, getting to know more and more people, just going out, putting ourselves out there on events, going on other people's podcasts, you name it. We've just been out there doing the stuff, doing the work in the trenches, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, I don't want to say like, oh, if you just put your Dream 100 out there, you're all of a sudden going to start getting people like everybody on your Dream 100. I mean, you probably will get some of them, but part of the reason it's worked for us is that we've put in the work. We have put in the time. We have put in the, you know, the networking, the face-to-face. We're at every traffic and conversion. Mm-hmm. We used to go to all the underground seminars. Whenever there's any sort of local meetups in San Diego, we're usually at those. We've even like heard of local meetups out in like Austin and flown out to go to other cities' local meetups just to get to know people. When we heard, you know, we heard, for example, Noah Kagan was going to be at the internet marketing party that David Gonzalez puts on. And that's usually just a local party for just people in Austin. We flew out to Austin because we're like, well, let's go network with some of these people.
Well, we made it a thing too. And I think we hit up a couple other meetups that weekend or whenever it was just for like, we're there a night. And I think we flew back the next day. And yeah, it's these little interactions. It could just be a dinner with friends, dinner with some other marketing friends or entrepreneurs that you know, anyone that it really doesn't even matter.
Yeah.
I think the thing that you probably should take away is like, just be open with who you're looking for. Who is this dream guest or this dream connection that you're looking to? Maybe it's a partnership or something and build value. You know, Steve Sims was on the podcast and he's a big fan of making, like, there's a way to make anything you want happen. If he can make like a wedding happen where the Pope is involved in that wedding, you can make anything freaking happen.
Yeah.
So, but it's all about the network. I mean, I've been what? I talked to Ken Cragen. That was another contact from Roland. We saw him speak at War Room the other month. And that guy is amazingly connected. But even him, he's looking for some connections from us in terms of like speaking gigs and whatnot. And that's really cool because there's value we can all add to each other. So it doesn't matter like what, how successful someone might seem or even how connected they are. There's always something you can add value. And, you know, there's this exchange that happens and it's not like it has to be an immediate thing. But if you're helping others out with a connection, more than likely, they're probably going to help you out some way and vice versa. So just know it's like a karmic thing. And you just put it out there and don't be so closed off, but also just ask, ask the question.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, you know, people ask questions like, hey, how did you guys, you know, become buddies with so-and-so? Like, I don't know of a great example right now, but like, let's just say,
Tom Cruise.
Well, we're not buddies with Tom Cruise.
Oh, okay. That's right. But I forgot about that.
Let's say David Allen, like how did we get to know David Allen who was on our show? Right. And we look back and it's not like, oh, well, we reached out to one person who knew David Allen and they made a connection. No, like you have to like trace it all the way back, right? Look at all the degrees of how we got connected to him. So we got connected to David Allen because you had a chiropractor who put on an event here in San Diego.
His name is DK.
His name David is DK. Klein. You went to this event. You got to know a guy named Dan Ryan who became good friends with us over time.
He's the ultimate lurker.
He's the ultimate lurker. He's probably listening to this. He gets mad when we don't give him when we don't mention his name on the podcast.
That's right.
So you got connected to Dan Ryan. Dan Ryan knew a guy named Mark Sacosta Rubio. And Dan had a call with Marks at one time. Dan reached out to us and said, dude, you guys have to have Marks on the show. This guy is legit smart and it'd be great for the show. So we got to know Marks. We had Marks on the show. After having Marks on the show, we got to talking to him. He actually has become a mentor of ours and sort of helped us steer the direction of our business. And through getting to know Marks, Marks knew David Allen. Marks made the connection with David Allen. So you want to know how we know David Allen? 10 years of fucking history.
It's true, man. And it's just doing grinding the work, but it's all related. And that's the thing, going back into the flow, man. Believer of being in the flow. Like you would never, if you're trying to orchestrate this perfect path to find this specific person, you might get there, but you don't want to, like, I don't want to put that kind of pressure on ourselves. That's why we have Dream 100. There's not a single person that I'm like, God, I really need that person. And I'm going to like lose, unless it was like, I mean, maybe one day there'll be that person, but you know what my answer would probably be. And this is what Roland gave us this insight is they have a fee. I'm sure they have a fee, a speaking fee. So like you can, and things we've even offered is like offer to donate to a cause on their behalf, something they believe in. Again, value. It's like if they're resistant to just coming on for free, and I'm talking podcasts, but like this can be in any kind of thing, an interview or whatever, any kind of connection you're trying to do. And yeah, there's always ways to open the conversation. We just like podcasting because it's a perfect win-win because it's exposure. So the networking, like for us, it all comes through this kind of, it's kind of an automated networking because the podcast goes live twice a week. So that's two times a week we're asking for connections.
Yeah.
So it's like almost imagine for you listening, like what is something that you have that's a consistent thing that you could just kind of slip in and say, hey, by the way, do you know a client that could potentially, or, you know, someone in your business or, you know, maybe a potential client of mine that could really get value from what I'm doing. You know, if you're trying to sell someone or start a sales conversation or any kind of conversation, just ask of a connection with the qualities that you're looking for. And for us, the podcast is the easiest because that thing, it's like the first touch basically. And then from there, we try to establish a good relationship with the follow-up.
Yeah.
Brad Spencer's a perfect follow-up guy. Like he was giving me his old follow-up routine where, I mean, the connections are made in the follow-up. Yeah. Like if you just give up on that first touch, which a lot of people do, and I used to do, because he said like we follow up like a mofo. I think he said that to Naveed at the end of that call. And it's like, yeah, we do. Because if you don't follow up, like 80% of people probably will never book.
Yeah. I'm actually reading a book right now called The Third Door by Alex Banyan. I was texting it to you over the weekend. But that's what he was talking about. Like, I mean, the whole book is really about networking and connection. connections and, you know, getting in front of influencers through sort of outside of the box thinking and, you know, leveraging your existing network and tying stuff together. And
yeah.
Really good. I mean, it's kind of the concept we're talking about now, but definitely highly recommend that book because that's what he talks about. And he's interviewed Steven Spielberg and Bill Gates and I'm drawing a blank on some of the other names, but
big
really,
names.
Really big names. Pretty people, most people have heard of.
That's the thing. Like, there's so many ways to get that conversation going.
And this is, and that creative book is a lot of sort of like the backdoor ways that he got connected with a lot of these people.
Like
Tim Ferriss was another one that he managed to get, and Tim Ferriss like doesn't do interviews anymore.
Right.
Really interesting stuff, but you know, just to sort of, we can kind of close the loop on the networking thing and sort of shift into the next topic, but just to kind of like give a quick, like high level recap, you know, there's obviously an element, we don't want to downplay this. There's obviously an element of us doing this for a long time and our network just sort of naturally growing because we're going to networking events. We have been on podcasts. We are podcasting. We are guest posting. We are going on virtual summits. We do whatever we can to get to know as many people as we can. We can't downplay that. If you're not doing that, you're probably going to struggle to build your network if you're not actively trying. Other than that, we do our Dream 100 and we append that to every single email. So anybody we talk to knows who we're trying to connect with. Every time we do a podcast episode or anything where we're working with another person, we're always emailing and following up like crazy to get them on. The other thing is really just have some balls, dude. Like just like reach out to the people you're scared to reach out to. Like we do
your
that.
Chick, don't be, it's not weird. Just sack up, whatever the term is. That
I swear I've heard more women on our show tell like talk about sacking up and having balls than I have men.
That is true. That is interesting.
Huh? But you know, that is a big key element. It's like the hot girl in the room effect, right? When you're when you're in the bar, there's always the hot girl that's standing alone, and then all the like sort of like fives and sixes. Sorry, I don't mean to be like sexist and misogynist, but I'm trying to paint a picture here.
It works both ways for everybody.
You know, you've got like the hot girl in the room. And then you've
or
got
the hot dude,
and everybody's talking to the more average looking girls, and nobody wants to talk to the hot girl in the room because they think that she's unapproachable and unattainable, right? It's the same thing with like the podcast guests. Is a lot of the big name guests probably aren't getting asked as often as you'd think,
right? And that's and typically what more work, or it's like the same effort of work that goes into that outreach. That podcast interview in our case than someone that we just asked, you know, within our network. Typically, it's about the same amount of effort. Obviously, there's some anomalies. Like sometimes you have to go through like a PR person or, you know, their agent. It is very rare. It helps to get a warm intro. And that's kind of like why our approach is to always ask someone that we're talking to. The intro is going to be like, and this is something actually Brad Spencer told me the other day, is like if someone intros you to someone, that's like the warmest way you can ever get a connection. And that's your prime opportunity to follow up because you have nothing, like there's no reason they could be mad of you following up because they are kind of disrespecting the person that introduced you if they don't respond to you, even if it's a no, and that's okay.
Yeah.
But the fact if they just like totally ignore you and you're not following up, bad on you.
Yeah.
But if you follow up like three times in different intervals within like a week or two, then kind of bad on them. Obviously, there's circumstances and stuff. And it's, I doubt they're thinking this all the way through. But this just builds the case of why you should follow up is always follow freaking up, especially if someone refers you to someone else.
So I'm going to share a couple quick like ninja tactics for follow up too. And these are sort of like the hackery ways, like the to sort of like
do it,
stay on people's radars.
Retargeting.
We do a lot of retargeting.
How did I know?
Right. So one of the things that we do is when somebody books to be on our show, we use Calendly for people to book into our show. When somebody goes to the URL to book into our show, we actually retarget those people on Facebook with videos of other podcast episodes. So now anybody who's booked into our show is starting to see us everywhere. And from their perspective, it looks like we're a massive podcast and we're spending a lot of money to promote our podcast because they're getting retargeted and seeing our ads. So now you know, they're thinking they're going on a huge podcast who spends a lot of money on advertising.
And it shows you that we actually know our shit, too, and we're going to get their message distributed everywhere.
Yeah.
That's the idea, too. It's like, hey, yeah, just know that we got your back. You know, yeah. This is going to be a good win-win because they're going to get retargeted even if they don't book in. Yeah. They're still going to see us and probably be like, oh, shit. Yeah, I probably should really book in with these guys.
It's sort of confirmation of our, of like, how we promote the show.
Yeah.
They'll go, oh, these guys must get some traffic because they're actively out there promoting it. And we do the same thing if somebody views our Dream 100 now. If somebody goes to our Dream 100, I don't know if you've swapped out the link in your email footer yet, but if somebody goes to our Dream 100, we'll actually retarget the people who view our Dream 100 as well.
I'm going to make a note for that right now.
Yeah.
Keep talking.
So we've got that. When somebody joins us on a Zoom call, when we're just getting on a call with somebody that's like, hey, I want to pick your brain, or hey, I want to go on the show, but you know, let's kind of chat and pre-plan it. Anybody that goes and views a chat with us on Zoom, we retarget those people with videos about our podcast too. So anybody who interacts with us, even seemingly off of Facebook or off of our podcast, starts getting retargeted by all of our podcast stuff. So we're doing some ninja stuff there. And then this is a tactic that I learned from Kurt Molly. Hopefully he doesn't mind that I'm sharing it, but he taught me to make a list called the get to know list. And what the get to know list is, it's a spreadsheet that you create with anybody that you want to be on their radar. So this could be big name people. This could be just people in your industry. This could be potential clients. Just make a spreadsheet of people that you want to get to know, and then do what you can to try to, you know, figure out their email address. You know, some of them you can guess. There's sites out there. I don't remember the exact sites, but there's sites out there where you can try to find people's email addresses.
You could use a Full Contact is a plugin, I think, in Gmail that you can see like what social media accounts are associated with email. I guess that wouldn't work the other way. I don't know. Yeah, there's probably some tools.
There's tools out there that help you get emails. I don't remember the name. But basically you create a spreadsheet of kind of like your Dream 100, but it's like your get to know list. It's maybe not the Dream 100. Maybe it's like your get to know 500. Your Dream 100 is probably included in that list, but then also a bunch of other people like potential clients and stuff. You upload that as a custom audience on Facebook, and you constantly run ads to that like get to know list as well. And that's another way to start putting yourself on people's radars. And if you kind of get people's email addresses, then you just kind of update that list from time to time. So more and more of the people who you want to influence start to see your ads. And so those are kind of some of the ways that we're actually leveraging retargeting to even better like amplify our networking strategies.
So it's and it doesn't take much. Retargeting like that is so damn easy to just set up, and it's almost just set it and forget it at a super small budget because it's a tiny amount of people that you're actually showing it to. So pretty cool. All right. So networking, there's a lot of cool stuff. We're always refining that, but definitely, yeah, The Third Door sounds like a perfect book for that. Steve Sims, just check him out, his podcast episode with us. And he has a book called Blue Fishing that's really good and talks about just getting out of your own way, out of your own head. Because I think that's probably like 80% of the problem for most people is just stop overthinking it and just ask. But think a little different, you know, add some value. And then the Dream 100 thing, like it's, and then put that in your email footer too, or your signature.
And share it everywhere.
Share it everywhere.
On social media.
Be public about it. There's nothing to be ashamed of. Like if you're trying to go for someone, like I think we have Jay-Z on there. We even have, we have all sorts of people on
our
there.
Our Dream 100 includes Ellen DeGeneres, Oprah Winfrey, Jay-Z, Elon Musk, Richard Brand. I mean, put them on there. Who knows who's connected?
You never know. So, and even better, actually, we should probably do this, is like we can have a little link in there. It's like, here's a little swipe of the ways that you can introduce us, like how to introduce us or what we're willing to do, like pay a speaker fee or donate on their behalf. Like there's other ways that we can optimize this. It's still early days. So we'll report back.
One more thing too. This is just a real quick like add on is we send them cool stuff in the mail too. When we when somebody books into our show, we actually collect their address on Calendly. So, you know, what do you want to talk about? What's your bio? What's your headshot? Oh, by the way, what's your address? And right below it, I put a little disclaimer saying we like to send thank you gifts to our guests. And so we get our guest address and we send them shirts, we send them notebooks, we send them mugs. You know, we're always constantly, we're essentially, we're building a direct mail list of influencers in our market, but what we're doing with those that list is we're actually sending them cool stuff to always stay top of mind with them.
Prime example is I got an email today from a listener, Mike, I think you're probably listening, and we sent him a shirt. I don't know exactly why off the top of my head, but he got a shirt.
Because he's cool and we love Mike.
Of course. That's why I got a shirt. Not everyone gets a shirt. Thank you, Mike. But he turned around and was introducing us to Simon Sinek.
Oh,
and
nice.
Unfortunately, Simon Sinek's writing a book right now. Totally cool. And I get it. He's a no right now, but just for now. But that was just an example of a really cool thing that someone did that's listening to our show. We sent him a shirt and he went around. He looked at the Dream 100, actually. And then he just, on his own behalf, reached out. Super freaking cool. And like, we didn't ask for it directly, but we put everything in motion to get the ask.
So, I mean, just this morning I actually placed an order for 40 more shirts that are all going out to to people that, you know, guests, fans of the show, all sorts of cool people are going to be getting shirts in the next couple of weeks here. So
it's pretty cool, man.
Oh shoot, there was actually something else I was gonna, who would have thought we could have talked this much about like networking and getting to know people?
Me, because it's what I think about all day, and I feel like you do too.
That's true.
Inadvertently, you do it in different, you see, Matt's approaching it through, you know,
the hacker way,
the automations, the retargeting, where I'm out there sending the emails.
I'm like, how do I growth hack our network? Joe's like, how do I just go talk to people?
Yeah. A little bit more than that, but yes,
that's the simplified version of what's happening is I'm trying to figure out the little like backdoor hacks to get to know people, and you're kind of more the boots on the ground, just connecting with everybody.
Yeah, that's true. But it's a perfect combo. And you even said it the other day, you said it a few times recently, I think, you're like, if it wasn't for Joe, I wouldn't know anybody. But I know if it wasn't for Matt, this follow-up stuff would not nearly be as effective at all. It'd all be manual, because that's how I'm thinking, a totally different way from Matt, but it's just how we work, and it's crazy. That's not a shout out for WeWork.
Not a shout out for WeWork. Although we're going to be at WeWork on Wednesday, but
That's cool. Sweet. All right. So, all right. Is that a bow wrapped around this topic?
Yeah, I had another thing, but maybe it'll come out later.
Whatever. It always comes back, or maybe not. So maybe the newsletter. EGP letter.
Yes.
So this thing's freaking cool. And this is a rebirth of a previous newsletter we had like a year ago or two.
And just in case you're listening to this and going, man, I need to have that. Mm-hmm. It's at egpletter.com. How am I not going to mention
.com? Oh, yeah. No, it's not like a slash going there.
No slash. Just egpletter.com. Just go there.
Check it out.
Just easy.
Easy. And so low price too.
So do you want me to explain it, or do you want to explain the high level overview?
Sure. I'll start. Basically, these are, I would say that they're like a perfect action guide to kind of set it at the head of it, ahead of this podcast, is that we did the work to take the notes, which are the companions that you can get for free for a limited period of time. But if you go to egpletter.com, you'll actually become a subscriber to get this stuff sent to you in the mail, where it's a compiled big document monthly of all the action points from every single interview we did, plus some other cool bonuses and goodies.
Yeah.
But I mean, I guess that's just the physical aspect of it. There's more though.
Yeah. No. So when you sign up to be the EGP letter member, we send you the newsletter in the mail every month. And, you know, we like print. I personally like print books. I like to feel it. I like to write. I like to highlight.
He likes
I like
to rub his beard with
I
it.
I like to rub it on my beard.
It's weird. He says it makes it soft, but
it makes great kindling when I'm starting a fire.
No, don't you ever do that with our letter.
No, but
I'm sure it would though.
You know, we actually send a physical print newsletter, and it's basically like Joe said, it's all the companions from every episode. You get them every month, but the companions, as you're probably well aware by now, the companions disappear. So the episode goes live, you can get that companion. It's available for I think a week and a half is what it's set at right
somewhere
now. So it's available for a handful of days after the episode goes live, and then you can't get them anymore. And so what we've done is we've taken all of those, and every month we're mailing all of those companions to people in a packet with the notes. But you're also getting access to that entire archive, all the backlogs, all of our previous notes, all of our previous companions. And then we do some cool training as well. So we actually bring in guests from our podcast who have really cool shit that they taught us. And we're like, hey, can you make a video and teach that again on video? And we'll share that kind of stuff in the forum. forum.
And there's a forum, a community.
And there's a community forum where we get in a few times a week and interact with everybody and answer questions and
post cool things that we're focused on, more therapy-y type things like this, like stuff that's catching our attention.
Yeah.
That's kind of the place where it lives, all the what's up, what's latest. And that's instead of like a big info product type thing. We felt like this newsletter is a perfect extension of this show right here. So people listening, I mean, it's honestly the easiest way to stay in the know. If you don't feel like, and there's no problem with this, but like if you don't listen to every episode, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, like
we want to get the info to you however we can.
And this
if
is
listening
the way to
it,
it
is the best form for you, then tune into the podcast every a couple times a week. If reading is the best form for you, download the companion and make sure you're subscribed to the newsletter. If getting in and seeing videos is the best for you, make sure you're subscribed, because a lot of our guests actually go in and make tutorial videos on how a lot of this stuff works. You know, and I guess like the logical next question for people would be like, well, if I can get the companions for free over here when the episode goes live, and I can also listen to the audio for free on the podcast at any time, what's the benefit of becoming a subscriber of the EGP letter? Mm. Well, there's a lot of benefits.
What are yours?
So in the EGP letter, it's not just purely curated content from the episodes.
Right.
So I always write a sort of lead into it about what's going on in our business and what you can expect from this letter. And there's some unique content in the beginning, but at the end of the letter, I do what do we call that section?
It's kind of what's happening next, our takeaways.
I think I call it like Inside Evergreen Profits or something like that.
Something like that. I forget. This is still kind of a fresher thing that we're optimizing.
Yeah.
With so this 2.0.
At the end of the newsletter, the last handful of pages is like, here's all the cool shit we're experimenting with. So right now, for instance, we're experimenting with Reddit, we're experimenting with Quora, we're experimenting with spin-off podcasts, we're experimenting with doing more stuff in like the advisory world and advising other companies, we're experimenting with like various paid traffic sources. We're constantly testing stuff, and the last several pages of the newsletter is my sort of dive into like, here's all the cool stuff we're playing with right now, and here's kind of the results we're getting. And that's like, that's where you could get behind the scenes of what we're doing. But then also the notes themselves, they're not exactly the same companions that you get inside the site. They're kind of optimized companions.
They're more of an action guide, really. Like they're like, here are the big takeaways from the episodes, and they're gonna have a little bit of commentary from us where needed. And we are optimizing this further. Like I was saying, it's still the early days for this specific newsletter, hence why the price is so dang cheap.
Yeah.
And hopefully when you listen to this, it's still really cheap. So go to egpletter.com and get it cheap.
Yeah.
But the idea is that we want to make this not a, hey, let's read every single freaking bullet point that we can think of from this episode, but we actually hired a solid note taker.
Yeah.
And
well, if you've ever gone to like the Traffic and Conversion Summit,
right?
Remember there used to be somebody who would take notes on all the summits and actually sell them to you for like $50 or whatever.
Right.
And then you can buy all the notes for the entire Traffic and Conversion Summit. We actually hired the same note takers that took notes for that.
Exactly. So these are proficient notes. They're well organized and they're very clear. And they're basically pulling out all these freaking nuggets. And then now what we do is we have some editors that help us organize this stuff.
Her name's Sue. Shout out to Sue.
That's Sue.
Because she's listening right now.
She is. Thank you, Sue. You rock. And yeah, these note, I mean, it's a lot of content, but at the same time, the idea isn't to go through every single page. There's no need for it. The idea is to give you kind of a high level and give you the action things that you got to know to actually implement some of this stuff.
Yeah.
And these are coming from straight from the mouth of a lot of these people we're bringing on the podcast and our buddies outside of the podcast. Like you said, Matt, like you're putting in other insights. We're adding in little insert type things that grow the value and give some more content.
Yeah.
To, you know, outside of the newsletter.
Our July issue, the issue that'll be coming out next month, is, you know, it's going to have some names in it too. I mean, you got, we've got content in there from Ryan Dice, from Ryan Levesque, from, Todd Herman,
Steve
from
Sims,
Nick Kuzmich, Steve Sims. I mean, like big players in the marketing entrepreneurial world. We're getting like their tactics, their takeaways, their strategies, their favorite resources, and we're combining them all into a little thing. In fact, a great example, have you ever read Tools of Titans by Tim Ferriss?
Yes, sir.
have. I already knew the answer to that question before I asked it.
Yes, sir.
Tools of Titans is essentially, he took all of his podcast episodes over the years, all the best bits of wisdom and resources and tools and stuff, and he put them all into a giant book. We're essentially doing the same thing, but instead of sending you a 700-page book, we're sending you a 30-page like mini book every month of just last month's episodes.
All right. Yeah, now think about this as like, if you were to use this as your own product. I mean, just think about how this is such a perfect kind of product for most businesses, is the fact that like more people pay attention to physical mail anyway, because what else are you getting in physical mail? Oh, you're getting a bunch of ads and credit card offers that you're tired of. So this is actually a package that you receive. It's special. It kind of breaks through all the clutter and it actually looks, you know, something premium, which it is. And the, you know, it's a good way to kind of get through the noise. And going back to actually to networking, one of our strategies, which we've used in the past, I don't know if you did it this run, but we'll actually send out some of these letters to people who have been on our show, especially if they're mentioned in the actual newsletter. But it's also a way to break through and maybe send someone, if we have their physical mail address, to get on their radar. It's just a perfect little, it's a unique thing enough that looks valuable and is valuable that people will open it and they'll respond to it. And we've done that in the past. We used to actually do that as a marketing tool. You know, is actually package up this newsletter and say like, hey, we thought you would really like this. And then what do you know? People like that. And then they actually respond, especially if like maybe you lost touch with this person, or
some of them are even posted on social media of them like holding up the EGP letter going, look what I just got in the mail. And they post it, and some big influencers would do that. We'd get a little boost and more subscriptions to the newsletter from it.
Yeah. So, I mean, like listening here, like maybe you don't want to do a newsletter because you, I don't know, maybe you just don't have the business set up for that. Even though I think you should send something in the mail. And that was actually something Steve Sims said a lot, is like, he's a big proponent of sending his clients stuff in physical mail, even if it is just like you scribbling with a Sharpie on a magazine that you made you think of that client. And then you say like, hey, let's chat in this coming month or something, you know, it's like, he'll give all these examples and he just sends that in the mail instead of sending an email. And it's just the effectiveness. It's different. It cuts through all the clutter. And I think that's the big thing that we like about this, is that it's a whole new marketing channel. So if you could think of just physical mail, there is a lot of people, or there's a lot of databases out there who have very targeted customers. So if we wanted to, like, we could probably, you know, to grow this thing further, go find some mailing lists that are out there that we can rent a space, you know, pay the CPMs, whatever they are, to kind of like market this thing. Physical mail, it's kind of like email lists. It's just another bucket of
Except attention. People actually pay attention to it. And people aren't paying attention to email as much these days.
It's true.
So yeah, I mean, the newsletter concept, we love it because it's, I mean, let's be honest. Here's what we're trying to get to in our business. We're trying to get to a point where you and I get to focus on podcasting, interviewing great people, continuing to grow our network so that we can continue to get great people on the podcast. And we just want to focus on that. If we can get to a point where all we have to focus on is networking and having great conversations, and then the rest of the stuff just kind of happens, that's our ideal business model. And that's where the newsletter is such an amazing tool and asset for our business, is because it allows us to repurpose this content that we're creating anyway into another medium that is a medium that some people prefer over listening to audio.
Totally.
And so now we're able to get content in front of people through audio. These videos get these podcasts get repurposed into video on podcast on YouTube. These audios get repurposed into a digital version of the companion, which goes live for, you know, a limited period of time before it gets pulled down. And then they get repurposed into a print form where we actually mail it to you, and you can highlight it and write in the notes and do all the cool stuff you would do with a printed book, right? So it really is sort of the ideal monetization strategy for our podcast, is to get a lot of these people, a lot of these guests,
more content exposure,
in
basically.
Another form through exposure on our newsletter.
Yeah. And the idea is that it's going back to our foundation. You know, I said at the top of this, it's the podcast, affiliate marketing, and the newsletter. Yeah, all that stuff's tied in together. Because with that newsletter, it's all derived from the podcast mm-hmm. and some other happenings that are, you know, that are just updates from us that we add in there. But then there's the affiliate marketing. That's just another way that we can monetize the actual newsletter. Mm-hmm. It's another way to extend how our reach with affiliate offers. It's obviously a sponsorship opportunity as well, which then parlays to the podcast as well and other places, mm-hmm. banner ads. So if you think about it as like a media platform, it's an extension of that platform. Yep. And that's exactly what we're doing. So we can focus on podcasting and advising in the podcasting space and doing other cool projects in the podcasting space.
For sure. So, 100%.
It's fun.
And we want to get one in your hands. So go to egpletter.com. I feel like...
Your hands.
I don't want this to feel like the second half of this episode was a pitch. I wanted you to understand why we did the EGP letter. Was but at the same time, I'm going to pitch the EGP letter. So go to egpletter.com and... make sure you get on it. You can actually, you know, see exactly what we're talking about.
You're ruthless.
There will be a companion pitcher for this episode as well. Hustleandflowchart.com/comp. Depending on when you're hearing this, you should be able to get the companion for this for free for a limited time. If you didn't get in within that window, then make sure you grab the newsletter.
Dude. So, let's wrap it up. It's like, what's like a big aha that you had this last month, or I guess since we've had this therapy session? Like, what's a big, like, have you had any breakthroughs personally?
Probably a lot. I'm trying to think of a specific one. Why did you have one in mind that you wanted to share?
Yeah, I don't know. I had like fuzzy. I think a big breakthrough for me is honestly the networking that we are doing. The mm-hmm. like the Dream 100 is a big one, and actually following up like consistently after someone, you know, recommends someone to another. We had John Assaraf. Actually, he's going to be in the next issue. That's a name that we didn't mention.
He'll be in the June
issue. June issue. Yeah, that's what I meant. So John Assaraf is just amazing. He does a lot of stuff in the brain space, neuro, and he mentioned U Squared, the book.
Oh, right.
Yeah. And I read that twice now. It's only like 35 pages, so it's something I'm actually reading like a page or two out every single day. But that thing really, I feel like it was a breakthrough for me, because it takes you away from linear thinking where you have to map out every little point along the path, mm-hmm. you know, if you have like this goal, to this exponential thinking. And it's taking quantum physics in, don't worry, it doesn't get all sciencey, but it's basically relating it to quantum physics in that it's not a linear path to whatever result. There's, you know, it's basically there's, you can't connect the dots with quantum physics. And that's pretty much what it's saying with exponential growth, non-linear growth. If you're thinking of like deal making, rev shares, and doing something radically different, like the way that we tie podcasting to newsletters, mm-hmm. like that is not a common thing. Even podcast to affiliate marketing, we found, is not that common. And then we take it to print, that's totally different. Mm-hmm. And it's this different way of thinking. So U Squared for me, I felt like it got me out of my shit a little bit and like my comfort space. Mm-hmm. Because a big thing I think is knowing where we're headed. Mm-hmm. Like we now have a very defined money goal and buy win goal. Mm-hmm. And without that, because I felt like
are you going to declare it publicly or are you going to keep it a secret for right now?
Let's 50 million in 3 to 5 years.
Okay.
Good.
That's, well, I mean, that's it. You said it. So I guess that's good.
Good for you. You're my business partner. Do you agree, Matt?
If I didn't, I'll edit this out.
Okay. I guess we'll see. Well, I'm committed. I'll declare that here. Matt's not.
No, we're committed. We're committed. Okay. I think my biggest takeaway is probably something that would be hard to explain on the podcast. Cause it's, you know, your takeaways tend to be a little more like, philosophical. My takeaways tend to be more like, holy shit, that's a new tactic like is working, right?
Well, we have different brands, so go for it.
Well, one thing that I'm most excited about right now is podcast retargeting.
True.
And I'm talking about specifically podcast retargeting from people listening to the audios of the podcast. Now, I can't really get into how that's going to happen, but that's what I'm excited about right now.
True. I am as well.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of technical details behind the scenes that are like, you know... Put it this way. It was a major, major breakthrough for me when I experimented with some of this stuff and went, holy shit, it works. Mm-hmm. And that was my major breakthrough this month, was all like my mind just sort of exploded with possibilities of how I can leverage this. but since I can't really get into too much depth there, I'll give you another one.
Cool.
And it's the concept of creating podcasts around fucking anything.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Let's rattle some of those out. I think you're like the best at coming up with podcast ideas, especially for people who don't need to podcast every single day or want to.
Yeah. So one of the things around podcasting that I don't think people quite grasp is it's just another content form. So, you know, everybody talks about like creating FAQs on your blog and answering common questions around your product on your blog. Extend that to podcast. If you've got an FAQ already, create a podcast where every single episode is a different question with an answer, and just release those episodes with a call to action at the end. And what that'll do is that will put your product and your content into many more places. Now your product is on Spotify. There's conversations about your product on Spotify, on iTunes, on Google Play, on Overcast, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio. You know, the list goes on and on of all the places you get podcasts. And now, because you created an FAQ podcast where you answer questions about your podcast, now these are available everywhere. And if you don't have an FAQ already, this is the best way to make an FAQ. Don't go write an FAQ. Make a list of the 30 most common questions in your business. Well, frequently asked questions and should ask questions, right?
Yes.
So frequently asked questions and SAQs as well.
That's a Mike Koenig's reference.
That's a Mike Koenigsism. So you want your FAQs and your SAQs, make about 30 of them and just hit record and state the question and then state the response. That's the end of one episode.
It could be like a 5-minute episode.
Yeah. And then just do that for 30 of them and then get into a podcast host. You can host a podcast on Anchor for free.
That's right? Probably how I would start.
Yeah.
Go on Anchor. Drag, go there.
Go on Anchor, start a podcast for free, and then just drip out these episodes one a day for 30 days. You don't need to stay consistent with it. You're just trying to game some of the algorithms, some of the search engines a little bit.
Well, and speaking of search engines, Google's about to start ranking podcasts in all the they already are ranking podcasts, but ranking or using the actual transcript. So they're using their beautiful AI. That's taking over the world, and they're now going to podcasting. They're not quite live with this yet, but we're tapped in with the pod news on everything, and they are legitimately starting to now look at a kind of like they do with YouTube videos.
Yeah, they transcribe it automatically in the back end so they can rank based on audio content and spoken word.
So you think it'd be important to actually have a presence on the medium, even if it's just an FAQ?
Yes. And if you want to take it a step further and kind of help Google along right now, transcribe it, use a tool like Designer, get the transcription of it and throw the description up on a blog post as well. And now you've got the audio version in all these audio platforms, and you've got a blog where the transcript of all of your FAQ questions is being answered, and you don't really have to type a word the entire process.
Designer's pretty amazing, and so we use it every day for that kind of stuff.
So, you know, that's something that's sort of exciting and in the works that we're working with some potential clients that we advise as well on.
There's cool stuff, man. So yeah, the podcasting space. So I'll just put it out there. Our mission is to really bridge the gap between digital marketing, so all the stuff that we talk about a lot here, and the medium of podcasting.
And there's two problems.
Yes, there are.
Right? Discovery. When you have a new podcast, getting that podcast discovered by the right listener, and monetization. Once people have a podcast, how do I make money off of it? The discovery element, I think we've sort of cracked that nut, right? Like we've really kind of figured out how to grow podcasts really freaking fast. The monetization part is the harder nut to crack, and that's where we're really, really putting a lot of time, energy. That's where testing, our R&D budget is going right now, is really figuring out the monetization of podcasts so that we can go and help other companies who have podcasts monetize to a much greater degree than what they're doing now. We've cracked that nut to a degree. We've figured out a few little things that you can do, things like what we talked about on the show, newsletters and affiliate marketing and things like that.
Retargeting,
but also we're experimenting more with things like retargeting and like voice recognition within podcasts and some cool shit like that. Shout out to Richie Ote, who's been talking to us a lot about voice podcasting and stuff.
There's exciting stuff in this whole space. It's changing literally every single day.
Yeah.
So it's like we're up with the news and then we're like testing immediately because we want to be the first out there to kind of make some moves. And it's working. So you'll hear more.
You'll
as we learn it.
Hear more. So if you want to get on the newsletter again, I'll just wrap it up with a few calls to action here. If you want to get on the newsletter, go to egpletter.com. That's where you can sign up and just become a paid subscriber to the newsletter, the community forum, all the training, all the back issues.
And it's very inexpensive.
Yeah.
Just go there first, egpletter.com, and just you'll see how inexpensive it is.
Yeah. Should we give them a coupon code for listeners?
Sure, why not?
What do you want the coupon code to be? Shorts? No, not shorts.
Podcast.
Podcast. Okay.
Does that work? Do we have a coupon for that? I don't know.
I hope not. So use the coupon podcast. If you use the coupon podcast, we'll give you a little discount off of the already stupidly cheap each. I don't even think we make money off this thing right now.
We don't. That's the secret. Is we ain't making shit on this thing right now. That's why we got to figure out our affiliate play and sponsorship play.
Yeah, so newsletter. Go to egpletter.com. If you use the coupon code podcast, we'll hook you up with a discount even beyond what, and beyond you, our newsletter that we're already losing money on.
This is the truth. That we're not lying. Yet. No. So take advantage of us and go to egpletter.com. Not that way. Matt, get your head out of the gutter.
My head wasn't in the gutter.
Oh, I saw your eyes. Yeah. egpletter.com/whatever. No, it's EGP. I'm so used to the slash.
No slash. EGP letter. Just use the coupon code podcast. We'll hook you up.
That's it.
And right. If you want the companion to this episode, go to hustleandflowchart.com/comp. That's the direct link to it. Or if you just find this episode on our website, there should be a link to where you can get the companion there as well. That's
thank
enough.
Thank you. Seriously, this is like the best part of our days, work days, is the podcast. So thank you for listening.
Yes.
And just reach out. If you don't join, just say hi.
Yeah.
Somehow, you know how to find us.
info@evergreenprofits.com.
There you go. You'll find us that way.
All right.
We'll get back in touch.
We'll see you guys in the flippity floppity the next episode. I don't know what I'm saying anymore.
Let's go to the Padre game that we're supposed to go to now.
Yes.
That's where we're headed.
Beers and burgers first, though, right?
And pretzels.
All right. We're off to go watch the Padres. Have a good one.
Bye.
Thanks, everybody, for listening to this episode of the Hustle and Flowchart podcast. Before taking the time to listen, we want to give you something a little bit special. Every single episode that we do, we actually have somebody on our team take notes. We basically have a Cliff's Notes version of every episode where you can go and find all of the tips and tactics that they laid out, all of the resources that they laid out, all the good stuff from this episode. We actually have a nice simple notes version that you can find on our website. So go to evergreenprofits.com, find this episode that you just listened to, and give us your email address and we'll send you the notes. Thanks for listening.
Go get it.